Okay, I just wanted to cover the topic about types and ratios. As we all know that in atomic no data, we have an attribute which specifies the type which goes in the wire, whether to the server of the client, and to know exactly the data type of the data which is done. For example, if the name property, we say metadata namespace, colon type, and say it's a string type. For decimal, we say decimal, things like that. So atom is very strongly typed on the payload. Where at JSON, we only have numbers, floating points, and strings. And then we don't have anything. So systems or services, they're only for the data driven. The server knows everything about each of the columns or each of the data types. Even if the client sends a string, it can parse and convert it to the data type the server expects and stores it. But there are a lot of systems like the item table storage, the MongoDB guys, which is like it's like an open table where they allow clients to store data and whatever data type they want. The server doesn't know this column is of type this or that. Just whatever client gets stored in, it gives it back. And especially in JSON, if you really want the server to preserve types, like you want the server to do indexing or do some special transformation over that, you need to specify type to the server so that it can do that. So the biggest challenge we are running, especially with JSON light design, where we want the payload to be very light, the question was, in these kind of dynamic services, how do or do really these services require the type of information? Yes, how do we do that? For example, JSON today, if you just run it's a decimal, but in JSON, there is no decimal data type for this. And the way we data is with string. So when it goes to the server doesn't know what to interpret unless the server knows that the amount is a decimal. Especially in open tables, they don't need. They don't care. They want, it's just an open table, you store whatever you want to do. And especially if multiple clients are working against it, the clients can override each other's data type, totally change the data. Someone might send me a string, other might send me a number, and in a query, you can totally different type of data. So first of all, how many people have dynamic services this kind of type of the data? Like in your case, you're saying if there's a dynamic service, but does the server totally know what
I think we know what our metadata is. We work with most databases, but we don't work with obscure databases.
Fair enough.
The wildest we get is
our. Okay, so if you know the data, yeah, if you know the data, then that's perfect. Whatever the client gives you, the server knows it, so you can transform. But if the server doesn't know that, problem is, if the server wants to index it, it won't work, sorting, ordering, all these things like that. So we have a few options and thought about this. I'll just go through a few of the options and see how people think about that. One was to use the OData editing format. We have a format in the URI where you can, for date time, you can see we have this when specifying the URI is a key. If the key happens to be date time, it's in the format. That's one of the things is we can use this literal format, stick it in the paper, within the quotes. You see, if this string matches a certain pattern, which is the old data literal form, we can on the server convert. But again, for servers, we don't get extra. That's one option. The other thing is they're designed vocabulary for now. And we have to need to specify annotations. And you can see.
So in general, when you're working with technology,
or something, and then you can see the time. It's on the way, but again, for every property, we'll have another property name, add, load it, and vocabulary for a full type name. Because again, with JSON, like we're trying to go for efficiency and we're going to come up with that. The third option is for these systems, let them totally be client driven. If the server doesn't care about the environment, the client better specify whatever it can, the JSON subsystem, and the client can do the parsing or all that on the client side. Yeah, so.
I don't know that it limits the server. It's just that the server has to be told specifically how to operate other things. So if you do want to create an index, at that point in time, you have to serve
the
server.
The problem is
and that has risk, because you pass this from.
You have to do something like sorting to say that sort as if it were data.
You have to have other operators in the query to say treat this as something, convert this data to data and then use the cost. But yeah, but for like indexing on the server would be hard because those will be on the fly cost, right? You give them on the query. But server can't inherently index them or do pre computations for the query. Because it doesn't know these things in the decimal or date time or something.
Certainly, in pseudo data structures,
I think this is kind of rephrasing your question. So we debated this for a reasonable lengthy period of time and just hashed over our various options about whether or not we wanted to be explicit about the date time. So there is precedent in other systems for being explicit about the data type. So some systems will literally use a format kind of like that date time there that specifies what date type you're dealing with. Some systems are completely just strings. They just use a string, and if the server wants to interpret it, it can. We are struggling with what do we want to do for a very broad solution, since a lot of servers are going to have that schema information. Some servers aren't going to care about it, and we're dealing with a probably comparatively small subset of servers who want to be able to index over this or do something with it, and there's no metadata anywhere. So what do we do for that small subset of clients? Is that there's a summary of the question?
There's another question that we've really touched on a lot. May not be too relevant, but whether the server should write this information when it writes the payload. Typically, we don't see a lot of metadata-less clients right now. I think JavaScript in particular is a good example where that, you know, the properties you access, you have some expectation that those exist when you're writing your code. It's not common to just kind of, maybe it's common for it, you know, just dump an arbitrary dictionary into a user form, what have you, right? Typically of some expectation. So is it important to have the server, if it has type information in the JSON payload, flow it back to the client, or is the client just going to take what it gets and dump it to the user?
Or the client sent the information to the server saying, hey, this column is the date time column. The server took that information, computed it, date time, and stored it. When you query back, you can again write that information back, because when you write it, at least in the value space, it's like this one. Because if you could tell the client, hey, the last time you gave me the call, it is decimal down. So you're saying the to and fro both boats, and which part is important, which part we can relax is it works with the product ecosystem.
So let me bring up the question that I don't know that we talked about. If I've got, you know, 10 clients total, and 9 of my clients are able to write so this date-time string format of my date and single quotes, but the 10th one isn't, how does that affect our decision?
So
is the server going to reject something like that? So are we asserting that the server would reject a payload that doesn't come in?
The question is again, whether the server knows or not. The server doesn't know. There's no validation. The server.
If it's just a string, it can't reject it, right? If it's foo, colon, string, there's no way you can reject that.
So you're saying this is more a client-driven system. All the clients are in sync, saying they know it's on date time. So the 9th time you say this date time, they change the format. The value here is the ISO date time format. But the 10th client writes this string.
So what happens when we ask the server now to sort that? So now we've got 85 values that all have the date time attached to it in three cells.
Yes. And the server doesn't know it's a date, and that's an issue. The server thinks it's a string and sort according to strings.
I don't sort of.
I thought that's why we were passing the date type. Yes, yeah, the server could help sort that.
Yes, and if it passes, we'll convert those strings back. And then you're giving a hint to the server saying it's a date type. If you don't pass the annotation, you put a string. So
well,
yeah.
Nine
so now you've got a column that has mixed data types in choice. So now you've got a column that's got same five, same times, and three strings. So what happens when you ask the server? So
it's sort of like, it's going to be what, table storage or MongoDB does. So I think they index only the types or match those.
Yes.
Indexing constraints. If the indexing constraints is a date point, and you say, okay, these nine columns have something to do with data points
mature enough.
Values. So index goes in the 10th one.
Yeah, but I'm talking about rows, right? So,
sorry, yeah.
So it would be stuck out at the end there.
I don't think it would show in the index of
right idea that's just not solved.
I think we need to address the question. Especially these two. So we have three of them. You do not think it's satisfied for the defined sense that the server has to deal with. And it has drawbacks. Or we use one of these two.
Some form of that
is another
third option so far.
To me, it seems like if the server sends a response, talk about it the other way around. If a server sends a response to you in the light format and it knows about the type system, it will add that link to the metadata that describes what the types are, right?
So you can have an entity type.
These properties are not defined.
Oh, everything is not defined.
So if you have the property defined, you're fine. Right? So there's sort of a pre-existing assumption that the property is.
Well, the third option I was thinking about, could we not send in our request also a link that the server needs to follow if it wants to know which data types to whatever specified types at that link in the metadata format or whatever.
So actually the suggestion, because Vine doesn't own the type system, so if the server wouldn't define an entity type you want to use, there's like no way to do that, right?
But I'm not saying define the whole entity type. I'm saying like, okay, I have this key value pair here that I want to send to the server, and I know one of them is a date time, for example. I want to specify that to the server. This is the problem we're trying to solve.
Yeah, so that is the annotation approach. One other approach would be to actually prescribe the metadata for just that one thing.
Yeah.
So like somewhere at the top, so
that's
kind of annotation, you basically define a new row type, and then kind of reuse
not
it.
Only, like, you don't have to describe it for every property. You might just want to describe it for that single property that you know you're going to sort on.
Sure.
And the server only needs to look up the type in that metadata for the values where it actually needs the type. And so you only need to define those.
It seems it can only be more payload bloating than the annotation. Right. The real issue you're going to have more curly braces.
Well, it depends.
At the beginning,
you can't send a feed.
There's probably not from a client, but from the server.
I think from the server one is probably
yes. I think the more interesting is client server. When you're getting from the get scenario, the server controls the date. But on the open source client side, you need when you update, you need to tell it. But I think the best, at least the reasonable approach we have landed is say if the client really wants the server to understand the data and no special means like in this or transformation, then the client can send extra annotations. Says, okay, here is the exact type of data I'm sending on the line, so that the server can transform the data into the data type. Can transform the data into the specific data type that the client sent, and then store it in that so that indexing, sorting, order-wise, all those operations can work. But those are optional from the client side, so that if you really don't care about this column, or you're not going to order-by or whatsoever to index, don't bloat your data. Just send us one string, some numbers, or what is it? The data type the data fits in, I don't care about it, right? Because the server doesn't need to care. On the way back from the server, is the other interesting side of it, because the server needs to send the annotations or hers. And we are sitting on the same. It's okay on the server side, not on the annotations for now. And what you see is from it's a reasonable choice, not.
Could you not just add it in the metadata which you already have? Like, let's say some of them are defined and others are not.
So the systems we're talking about typically don't have a way of describing metadata. Right? It's like a table. It's like an Excel sheet, right? And you've got a bunch of columns.
But you could design a system to do that, right?
Sure.
I mean, like we're designing it with annotation, you could say we're doing it in a separate file, and if you want to know about this.
The difference is that if you did it in the model, then it applies to all the rows. Yeah, some systems just don't know this. For some systems, it's very instant. Right?
Like they don't even
have to know.
It's an array of objects of different types, exactly. So you can't describe it.
Plus, also, we don't know if the client really wants it or not, right? Because most of the JavaScript is time driven. So, by default, you don't set up the payloads on the back. And if you want it, we are thinking of using a JSON like dollar metadata. When you specify that parameter on the trail, might send that permission, particularly when you ask that. That's the way we are thinking. I guess our current thinking is.
I'm sort of hearing two different problems here. You know, one is, how does the client send the data to the server? And the other problem you have is, well, how do I sort it? How do I do indexes on it? I see those as two disconnected problems. We write a lot of client libraries, and typically, and granted, we're talking to databases, and they have a strong type system, and they know how to convert. Typically, what we're going to send to the database is what the application is, and not what the server is on that column should do. The server knows how to take whatever I send it and convert it to it. And so my take as far as, you know, what I send, you know, for the most part, if I'm sending strings, the server's going to know how to convert it and deal with it. If they don't have a type system, they can just do it as string. There are some certain cases where you might want to send a specific type that's more efficient to send it that way.
So,
in general, when I send things, I don't really care what format you send it. So it seems like, you know, if I'm issuing a query I want it sorted, then I can say, maybe there's some way to say, you know, I need to sort this.
So it's like a query target instruction.
Yeah.
Okay. So that, and that was one of the things that
I think one of those problems with though is that you force a table scan. So if you want to say I want all the rows that are greater than such and such, now you're literally entering every row in that table and converting the type and doing your own
program. If the server can't reject it, then it really calls a table scan, which is very expensive.
But I agree that it's a separate problem.
It's
a problem
of the server. It's an emergent problem.
And it doesn't matter whether you access it through a data or some other means. You're going to have that problem.
Yes. But that is, I think that's the fundamental problem we're trying to solve, right? Much more important than what does the payload look like on the way to the server is how do we enable the server to be intelligent about treating this as the type of hoping it is.
The reason we're talking about it in the context of JSON is because JSON does have this reduced type set. In the XML-based payload, it's not a problem because there already is a way to specify types. There always has been. It's just that as we're describing this new JSON format, we're trying to suss out whether this was a problem that needed solving or not. And that's why the do nothing is option number one right now. That's true. Put that up there at number three. Just use that.
It's the only way to solve the multiple types in large language.
Could be.
Or even in JSON, like we have a bloated payload.
Yeah, or is that?
JavaScript, we can say metadata student, we can always bloat the payload.
Well, that's from the server, but not the client. Like if you want to insert something into the server, it would be specific about the type. We either design some way in JSON to do that, or we just say, well, which is not very nice for JavaScript providers, but it works.
But you're not talking about 90% of JavaScript, because that's where you're just like
Well, so if you have this fancy, you know, high performance key value pair store thing, I guess the question is, like, do you want simple JavaScript clients to be able to push data to you in a type preserving manner or not? And I think from what we've heard, they basically tend to just like round trip the JSON. Some of them, right? They don't really even store it as a broken down thing. They just like store the JSON. So we're trying to get a sense from the people we have here whether I'm not hearing a lot of people that have these kind of services, though. So.
I don't think we managed to get anyone with that.
Yeah.
I think we can just answer one question here. So one of the proposals was that we would actually change the format for every value, right? So datetime would actually always look quoted string, datetime, single quote, datetime. Even for the properties which do know the time, because we can differentiate, because some clients don't know which properties the server defines and which we don't. And it would be really weird if you would have two different formats for the same thing. Right. So I'm at least one who would hate to have, for the strongly typed systems, still carry around the datetime prefix just for the sake of the clients which don't know.
Yeah, you wouldn't be able to interpret it as JavaScript at that point, right? You'd have this extra M at the end of your decimal.
Yeah,
that would not be
whatever
a JavaScript number at that point. And you'd be in trouble.
So I think
we don't want to go that
route.
And they're saying that something very interesting said, like,
so with all these situations,
we are eating Microsoft jobs, so we never heard
custom implementations. Like, there's
from a WCF data services standpoint, or what do you mean?
No. I mean, yes. So, are there any known out-of-the-box solutions?
Are you sure we're going to run into this? Table storage, stable.
But is there an out-of-the-box solution for that?
Well, you create an Azure account, and you have
a
service. They expose it.
So, they are so. I said, they're using us. But then you're going to just, the moment they're going to do this, and they're going to stop there.
You're not going to put your
body
there.
They're probably a system.
So I guess my question is, should we push this into the server implementation such that if the server feels that they need to tack on that datetime single quotes, the value single quotes, then that is a server-specific thing rather than being an ODATA-specific thing. So what we would say at that point in time is the ODATA protocol does not require you to pass any type of information about the property, whether that's as an annotation or as some weird limited string thing. There may be certain server implementations that are still ODATA compliant, but they want you to pass in that additional type information. If you don't pass in that additional type information, they're going to return it there. So now we've got a problem with vanilla ODATA compliant.
Yeah, I give you two URIs. Both our OData endpoints, one of them requires type information, one of them doesn't.
So you need to have the backlog just in here, this is what supposed this thing.
And we don't have any templates today for values.
Wouldn't it make sense to have like the service say, so you just send the regular JSON payload to the server, and the server tries to determine if it needs type information, for example, because you specified some filter query, right? And if the server comes at a point that it says, I need type information, and you did not specify it, the server should just return an error and says, I cannot execute this query, please use added.
So the update that put the thing in there and the filter query are two different operations, right? So the update succeeded, you now have that row on your table, and now all your filters are going to fail because that row's there?
Well, you could be safe about it and not put it in. Yeah.
But I'm here again. Server doesn't know that.
Yeah.
So I'm going to keep pushing on this client scenario. And I'm going to say, is there a capability today of the client inherently knowing about what your properties are? Or are you already dealing with enough custom code on the client that the extra work of
the primary scenario from what I've seen is that the client doesn't really know that they're open, that the client is pushing a type system onto the server. Right? Sort of
I get that, but there's something in the client that says you can write this property, right? Because that doesn't come back with a
message. So you mean our client or which
I mean any client, right? So how does a client have an awareness to even write that property in the first place?
It's not they just mapping that, right? So they just like they create a table,
yeah.
No type information, just keys. And I'm gonna store customer ID. So I'm gonna have first name, last name, address,
yeah.
And they just write it like that.
But the client has to be told to write whatever field it is.
It very much depends on which kind of client you're talking about.
Yeah. Like the document one could require the property.
If it's a strongly typed thing like r.net thing, it writes what it has, right? Whatever it has.
Most of the
JavaScript
have a dictionary, but you just put the values into it.
Well,
there's no types. Okay, let's conclude here. We are all out. Someone is interested about who will this. Take it off.
We're picking up on the mailing list.
Yep. Next one is in 11 points.